Sugar Bell here again, yeah? Apologies for my ceiling fan making noise. It's very hot. If I turned it off, I would sweat my fur off now. I'd sweat my paws off, my tail off, too. So I'm just, enjoying some Tron and Daft Punk. And I feel like I'm gonna show you another way to get nice and high off catnip, yeah? Since you all seem to like my last couple episodes where I showed you how to do it. Now, I'll preface this by saying that about half an hour ago, and over the course of the last half hour, I've had a couple different kinds of catnip already. I like trying different varieties and seeing what I get from it, you know, yeah? Ooh. Banana. I was confused for a second, yeah, because that's also my ringtone on my phone for a lot of people. So for a second, even though this was playing on my phone because I listen to music while I do stuff, yeah, I thought that was actually my phone going off with my ringtone. But it wasn't. It was just the overture from Tron Legacy, yeah. Good thing I don't post this anywhere where they overly care about copyright. Okay. So in this baggie is a different kind of catnip. I already had some earlier, so hopefully it'll kick in when I'm recording this. This is a kind that you roll it on down for a bit, and then chew up and swallow. Yeah, I'm only eating a little bit because I had some earlier, Nia. And also, I'm a very small cat, so shouldn't take a whole lot for me to start tripping off into space. And again, y'all, preface this by saying that about a half hour before I started this recording, y'all, I already had some. And also, yeah, I want to give a disclaimer that if you're going to try any of this, make sure it's of your own choice, y'all, and you do it in an environment that you feel relaxed, safe, and comfortable in. Preferably with someone else around to supervise you, y'all. I happen to live with other Nekos, yeah, who love me and support me and check in on me to make sure that I'm okay. If it wasn't for that, yeah, if I was completely alone and my own, I probably wouldn't do this. But I feel perfectly relaxed and safe and comfortable. And in doing so, I know I'm going to have a pretty good time, even if it's very short. Like right now, I'm just really enjoying some music. And mildly annoyed by my loud ceiling fan, yeah. Because it sounds very different through my headphones when I'm trying to listen to the audio as I'm making this video. I'm making this, whatever you would call it, this episode for you, yeah. I think I'm gonna smoke some nip a bit more too while I'm eating. Yeah, it doesn't help that I have allergies right now, too. Yeah. drink something tasty, yeah. Tasty milk. I hope I don't go into space too much where I forget how to put this up online, yeah. That would suck, yeah. Sonia, how are you guys? How's everybody doing? Ugh, allergies give me such a bad taste in my mouth now. I need to find where I put my snack. Because a good snack helps with taste. Here's my snack. Well, yeah, it's been 10 minutes, but it's felt like time's been standing kind of still, man. Excuse me, man. So right now I'm just waiting for things to fully kick in, yeah. Already, I'm sensing a elevated mood, a heightened mood. Things feel good, yeah. Things feel pretty relaxed. The music sounds very nice. Punk is such a good band, man. It's a really good band. I meant what I said about time feeling like it was standing still. I hardly realized it was close to a minute. So it's already kind of part of how it's already starting to kick in. Your sense of time starts warping a little bit. I've talked to other Nekos, and when they have certain kinds of nip, it feels like time is going really, really fast for them. Others really, really slow. And sometimes, you know, it just seems to stand completely still. Oh, this music's so good, Nia. I also notice, Nia, certain textures feel really pleasurable, Nia. Like your own clothes, or if you're on a bed. Like when you just run your nails along a pillow, it feels really good. And it sounds really good. But then sometimes, you know, you just get lost in feeling things. But then it seems, even in dark light, colors look more colorful, yeah? Purples look more purple. Blues look more blue. Reds look more red. Greens look more green. It's like your brain and your eyes suddenly really like and really appreciate color. Almost as if for the first time. Like you've been seeing in black and white for so long. And then suddenly colors happened. Like in the book The Giver. Have you ever read The Giver, Nia? Good book. Not so great a movie, but a good book, Nia. So I guess now this would start being when the euphoria is happening, because you're seeing the colors and you're enjoying the feelings and the sounds of things. And a bit more of a heightened sense. And then, you know, you just want to go around telling people how much you love them and appreciate them, yeah? You really, really want to do that. But you can't, because it's late at night, and you should only disturb them if it's an emergency, and... You know, telling someone you love them and appreciate them, you know, isn't always an emergency. I love and appreciate you guys, though. I love and appreciate you a lot, yeah? Music. Why are you so good, Nia? Why are you interrupting my content making by being so good? That is unacceptable, music. I'm not going to turn you off because you are too good. What's your favorite music, Nia? Let me know in some comments. I like discovering new music. And then during the euphoria, you might notice finer details you may not have noticed before. Like, your walls have a texture. Your ceiling has a texture. The clothes that you're wearing have a noticeable texture and pattern to them, yeah? And you notice that. And you think to ignore it before, and not pay attention. Now your brain and your eyes really want to hone in on that. And hone in on it pretty hard. I wonder if what I'm making could be considered art, Nia. Would you consider this a form of art? Me just entertaining you like this, Nia? It's been 20 minutes, Nia. And it's hardly feel like any time has passed at all. Unfortunately, Nia, I think I'm gonna cut it off here, because if I wait any longer, I'm gonna forget to actually give this to you guys. And I know you liked the other episode so much of my adventures in teaching you how to nip. I wouldn't want to disappoint you by forgetting this even exists. So I'm gonna make sure I have this saved, Nia. And if you're curious for more, when I have someone else who could record this for me, I'll do it again, yeah? But right now, I'm recording it myself. I have to keep myself in check, Nia. And catch myself. So I hope you enjoyed this, found it informative, educational, or at least relaxing, yeah? I try to keep it nice and mellow and relaxing. Well, Nia, this has been Sugar Bell again, teaching you how to do things. Remember to stay cool and stay awesome and stay safe. I'll see you in the next thingy. Meow.